Researchers at the RAND Corporation spent a year analyzing 629 federal websites. They looked at sites that had information about things such as bridges, power plants, transit systems, and chemical factories. They found that less than 1% of the websites they analyzed had information that would be useful for a terrorist to mount an attack. Beth Lockman co-authored the study. She says agencies need to develop better methods before pulling information off of their websites.
Stuff that we think may be very sensitive may not be quite as sensitive as you thought, just because of, you know, you have to really analyze, well, how useful is this? How unique is it? Is it out there in a lot of different sources? What are the costs and benefits associated with putting it out there and potentially restricting it from being out there?
Lockman and the other researchers say if the information isn't useful to a terrorist, it should be made available to the public. They say people have the right to know about information such as what chemicals are stored in their neighborhoods. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.